Live from our KGGF studios here on this Tuesday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Kim Avery as we're joined in studio by Montgomery County Action Council's Tricia Parton. Tricia, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Always very happy to have you in here. I always like getting the news of what's going on in Montgomery County, whether it's economic development or small business resource news, anything like that. Tricia's always pretty much the one to go to with that. So thanks again for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. But you guys kicked off your strategic planning a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's a good place to start. Is how's it gone with these last couple of weeks?
It went really well. So the purpose of our plan was to really establish a, not just Montgomery County, but kind of a start to establish a region plan for how economic development is going to go in the next 5 to 10 years. And so we had meetings with stakeholders from businesses, large and small, healthcare, mental health, transportation, cities, etc. And so we had some tabling events where we really had some strategic focused conversations. I thought it was really interesting. And what surprised a lot of people is actually they had us stay out of the room when all those discussions were had. So really there was no bias or anything like that whenever those meetings were held. So I was happy to hear, though, that everyone came out with that we're doing things well. They actually, at the end of that session, said we are probably the best prepared community they've worked with in a very long time. So that was nice to hear.
Great. Yeah, it's always good getting a little pat on the back after you know, plenty of hard work I know we put into it. And again, you always got to appreciate the effort of a small town force, really. It really is. You know, everybody working together to better Coffeyville or
right.
better Montgomery County just in general. So you always got to appreciate those. So it's good to hear. Good
yep.
to hear that it went to plan and you got some good comments out of it. So.
And they'll come back in April again. So they'll be here a couple sessions. So that was the stakeholders, the data analysis piece and the data gathering. And the next piece will be where they'll really drill in on their findings that they found, workforce, natural resources, financial resources, all those pieces, and will help us identify a targeted industries that we should be going after based on the skills and assets that we have in place already. And then they'll help us fine-tune a marketing plan of it. How do we get the word out that how amazing Montgomery County is and how open for business we are to the world? And so they'll help us identify that as well.
Gotta love that.
Yep.
Gotta love that. Yeah, it's preliminary stages as of right now. You gotta love to see that it's positive, but we'll keep in check in with that as Tricia Burton always likes coming in and visiting us at least once a month, giving us a quick update from the Montgomery County Action Council. So that's good. At least it was a good positive kickoff to it as
yep.
Moving in the right direction with that. Now I know we've got a lot of things on the agenda here. Now, I missed one of them there before we get to the sold Amazon building there. A little tease for that there. But I know there was one thing that you wanted to get to beforehand as well. I know you wanted to note
yeah.
on.
So the other thing that we're doing is we don't have already have our hands full is the talent turnaround program. And the number one thing that all of our manufacturers, not just in Montgomery County, but the world have been saying is that workforce is the number one issue that they're seeing. And I think it will continue to be the number one issue for our employers. So we're addressing workforce in three different ways. We want to recruit, and we have a program in place that we'll probably try to kick off this fall. Retain, which is really focused on our existing youth and how do we really get them involved with who our businesses are here in Montgomery County. So they have a really strong understanding, hopefully some mentorships, some programs that allow them to really get into the workforce, whether they right out of high school, go straight to work, go to CCC or ICC, or go off to, I'm going to say KU, because that's my alma mater, but and come back with a petroleum engineering degree. We want them to know they can come back to CVR or go off to Fort Scott Community College and get their training in John Deere mechanics and come back and work for O'Malley's. So we want to make sure we can retain those youth. And then lastly is retrain. And a program that we're trying to implement is a manufacturing advocate/job coach, where those employees that have had challenges in and out of the workforce and, you know, maybe things are, their car breaks down. And so 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out at work and you have an older car, then you frequently lose that job. So having a job coach on staff that goes in every single week and you can meet with them and help you kind of get your life aligned so that you can stay in that workforce and you don't have the continuous problems that we're frequently seeing in our workforce. So, but also advocating for our manufacturers as well.
Yeah, I think what a great idea to kind of backtrack to the kid training and mentorship programs and things like that. I know for me personally, that helped substantially. I mean, it got me very interested into what it is. And then also that if you can find something locally that pertains to that, it's you're going to keep these kids around here. They're going to want to grow here. They're going to want to stay here and work, have a family, and pass it on generations on down the line. So it's a program that isn't just looking at the benefit of now, but also 10, 15 years down the line.
Right.
So.
And we're not reinventing the wheel. Almost all these programs already exist, even in our own county. We're just trying to make sure that we're the hub of information to make sure that it's really a continuous system, that everyone understands all the resources, and we're all working together as a team. So we're really excited.
Yeah, yeah, and that always works best, too. When everybody's on the same page, working together, instead of, two kind of butting heads, it's good to work together. It's beneficial for the entire county in general, and also for our youth and for our businesses.
Yes.
So it's all thumbs up from there. So very cool with that, but I teased it enough. And finally, I know we were a lot of bidding stages, things like that, but the building has been sold.
The building's sold as of the 31st of January. I got the official notification yesterday evening. The building did sell, and I've actually been working with the buyers for a couple of months now.
Yeah, it was a process.
Yeah, so, but we couldn't officially announce that it has sold, but it has, that officially did, and the new owners, they're just another investment group. However, this investment group is extremely focused, and they really seem to understand the Midwest. They really understand our market, and they have their finger on the pulse of who needs warehousing and distribution space, who needs the kind of space that the Amazon building is.
Well, that was kind of the issue with the old owners as well, is they were more of kind of like a bigger city, I believe a New York firm or something like that. So it wasn't really Midwest familiar.
Right. And the owner before them were from California. So, these owners, they're based out of Chicago, but they have offices in all over the Midwest. I'm working with someone from Florida on their team, someone from Chicago on their team, and someone from Texas on their team. So they really kind of understand the markets that we're looking at. And actually, some of those areas are in more rural areas, so they really understand our market. So
I'm sure they're more understanding of the offers that come to them, but also more open to seeking the correct person to come in and fill those areas. So
that having the one big company like Amazon come in is pretty unlikely. What's likely going to happen have it in three different businesses operating there. And we've, since they've said that that's what they're after, we've had a lot of calls and a lot of information. So I have a feeling we're going to see a lot moving in Amazon in the next few months.
Great. Always got to love to hear things moving, the wheel moving with that. I think real quick is, I get comments on this so many times about the wheel moving of the Tyson plant.
Yes.
How is that wheel going right now? I get enough comments about it, but how is Tyson rolling right now?
Well, welcome to economic development. Economic development is probably the slowest wheel that goes in the bureaucracy of things, but how economic development works is it works at light speed. As you all saw in the last year, 2017, 2018, we were working at Mach 5, trying to get everything in place with Tyson.
Yep.
We lost the leadership that had led the project when the primary occurred. And so we had to kind of wait, and Tyson was waiting along with us to see what the new leadership and what their thoughts were on poultry production in the state of Kansas, because it's not just Montgomery County, it's a poultry in general in the whole state. We do not have it at all. And so we have to make sure that we do it right. And, we see issues in our neighboring states and counties that where they have had poultry come in and there weren't the kind of statutes and programs and policies in place to protect the farmers, to protect the water, to protect the neighborhoods. And so we want to make sure that we're doing it all right. And so we're now working with the new leadership at the State House, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Our new Ag Secretary is very well versed in livestock as the former person for Kansas Livestock Association. So he is very well versed in poultry, and he's actually, although not actively involved with the project, is very in tune with the project. I think I met with him several times last year when we were trying to get the setback laws passed. So Tyson's still very much on the horizon. I met with them a couple weeks ago, and we're continuing those conversations. And I think the strategic plan is strategic. We are not eligible for USDA financing for some of the big projects we're talking about for Tyson until the strategic planning process is complete. USDA did get us a grant to pay for that. So That's the first piece, and we're going to start working with our rural water districts to make sure that their systems are up to par.
Yeah, and I think people can appreciate that. You know, as anxious as everybody is just to get news behind, you know, Tyson in certain areas has worked great. But at the same time, in other areas where there isn't an infrastructure beneath it that, you know, when things start to go sideways, it could really affect negatively towards the area, to the farmer, like you had mentioned, and then to the individual taxpayer. I mean, it goes on down the line from there. So again, it could work great. But it could also not if you don't have that infrastructure built. And I think, again, a lot of our anxious listeners out there will appreciate that, no doubt about. So,
well, I think I get calls every week from farmers saying, all right, I'm ready to build my barns.
I'm ready.
Let me know what to do.
Yeah, so. You tell me where to put it. So, well, sweet. I know we have talked with Rich Prell a lot here recently, as we'll go ahead and kind of segue into this next one, because he's part of the committee, the Transportation Task Force. But finally, they're really moving on these the projects here in the SCK.
It's amazing. And so... you know, we have 160, 169. We have all projects all along 169 that are being addressed right now and will be addressed. I think the most exciting news that came out of the Transportation Task Force that we were lucky enough to have our representative be the chairman of is the fact that they're going to focus on those T-Works projects before they start moving on to those new projects that were identified in that plan. So that means 160, 169 in Montgomery County. I also think, and I'm hopeful that it also means the 75 project in Caney, you know, where you have that four-lane project going from Bartlesville, and then you suddenly narrow, and then you're back to four-lane. It's very...
It's odd.
It's dangerous, yep. And it needs to be addressed. So, you know, we're advocating for both of those projects to be done and completed, and we know that 160, 169 will start this spring. But I think the project between Welda and Garnett, where there's no shoulders, that project was also identified in T-Works, so I'm optimistic that those two will go forward.
Yeah, I got to appreciate that as well. As Representative Prawl had mentioned, you know, how are we going to get the backing of legislature later and the taxpayer later if we don't commit to the things that I believe have been part of a plan for the better part of a decade now that T-Works
has been around a decade.
So hey, you got to get the things off the top of the checklist done first, and again, appreciate that. And they're moving. They are very much moving. Very quickly, I believe I talked with him last Friday, as they are working on bills right now to figure out funding for those. And again, yeah, you're right. The T-Works will be at top of the list there. So got to appreciate that, especially the focus here in the SCK, because there is certainly some dangerous areas that you had mentioned there. But
yes.
Well, Tricia, tell me a little bit about your small business resources and things of such.
So frequently we're finding out that the first line to small businesses when they're looking at a community is often the realtors. And our realtors usually aren't as well versed in all the alternative financing that we have available in Montgomery County. Depending on the community, you can be eligible for up to $250,000 in public financing. So, and what that means is we have e-community funds from the state. We have Startup Kansas, women and minority loan programs. The city of Coffeyville has a small business loan program. That's money that's been revolved that we can use. My organization, we have... two different programs that we administer up to $50,000. So you start stacking all of these on top of each other, and then you have a bank that comes in for maybe a $500,000 project. Suddenly you have $750,000 to really get a building renovated, you know, a business started. And those interest rates that are so low on the public programs help support the higher interest rate that a bank would do. And so we work in partnership with those banks to fill that gap. Almost no one comes in with 20% down these days. And so that's basically the 20% down for our business owners and helps bridge that gap that most people have whenever they go to a bank.
Yeah. Well, and you had mentioned it right there, bridges the gap as well. And it also kind of strengthens the relationship that they'll have with the county, because, you know, we're here to help businesses. We encourage you to come here, and there's other ways to finance. There's other ways to get yourself started. So
exactly.
It's just another helping hand and another encouragement for more people. Come on.
Yes.
You know, open up down here in this
great
area.
Well, the fastest way to grow is through small business. Yeah. You have one business that hires 10 employees, and you have 10 businesses that hire 10 employees. Suddenly we're bridging that gap, and we're filling up buildings in downtown. And I heard in the announcements earlier talking about the reawakening for Coffeyville, and Independence has really seen that happen as well. And I want to see that happen all across our county. I'm really excited about some of those things we have in motion. So we're doing the training on February 19th for our realtors over the lunch hour at Big Cheese. And then the next morning at 7:30 in the morning at the Independence Main Street office, we're having muffins with Main Street, and we'll talk with small business owners and anyone who really is interested in learning about all the financing options. you know, one of the things I think is the biggest benefit of all these programs is we really establish a mentorship, a partnership, and we really walk through what is it going to take to really operate your business? Because everyone has that idea. Let's open a coffee shop, right? And then what's it going to take to run that coffee shop? Well, oftentimes they don't think about the legal fees, the insurance, the working capital that you need to have to operate your business for at least 3 months if things don't pan out and you don't have the open door constantly. And so those are the things we walk through. And we've seen, I haven't had a loan go foul yet that I've worked with those on. So that's exciting.
Unfortunately, that's where you see a lot of ideas kind of plateau is that right mm-hmm. there is the idea point. You have individuals that come up with great ideas, groundbreaking ideas, mm-hmm. but then they've, you know, where do I start? What's my first step? I need some help. And, you know, they may have a world-changing idea. And if they don't have a helping hand or if they don't have any direction of where to go to, that idea is not going to get out. So it's, again, open to the public. Is it open to the public?
It is.
Open
it is.
To the public. Come one, come all. So great informational meeting with that. Again, speaking with Tricia Purton from Montgomery County Action Council. Still got about a minute left here. Tricia, any final notes for our listeners out there? Any new things that you guys at the Montgomery County Action Council would like to get out?
Yeah. So, you know, at MAC, we're always working on all different things, small business development, workforce recruitment. And I think that we're seeing so many things align right now across our county with the growth we've seen in Independence with their small businesses and retail, Coffeeville's reawakening, Caney's Betterment Group has done phenomenal things in their downtown. And we're starting to see a lot of things happening in Cherryville as well when it comes to retail recruitment. And so we're really excited to see everything really aligning. The other thing I would say is, you know, we have to look at the whole state as a team, our whole region as a team. So I don't only represent MAC, but I also serve and represent all of Southeast Kansas on the Economic Development Alliance for Kansas. And so anyone that has any issues in Southeast Kansas, you know, I can also represent this area as well in that way to the state of Kansas. So we're working really hard to make sure that we have about as strong a voice as possible in the legislature and across the state of Kansas so that when we grow, if Parsons grows, Chanute grows, we're all in this together.
Yep. So. Always love hearing the latest from the Montgomery County Action Council. As Trish Purden likes coming in about every month or so. As Kim, did you have any final notes for her?
Well, this is really very, very exciting. The Muffins with Main Street,
mm-hmm.
when is that again?
I'm sorry, it's February 20th.
Okay.
At 7:30 in the morning in the Independence Main Street office. It's right there on Main Street.
All right, great. I can think of several people who would like to be a part of that to get things up and running for their businesses. So great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Again, Tricia Purting joining us in the studio. Tricia, we'll just check in with MAC next month or so.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thanks. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.